Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. We are in the season of Lent now, that we are coming up to mid-March. And to talk a little bit about some special events happening during Lent is Reverend John Smoligo. He is the Director of Outreach for Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Irwin. So thank you for joining us. We appreciate it so much. Before we get started talking about Lent, why don't we talk all about you? So tell us where you grew up and what your education was and how you decided to get into ministry.
Okay, I grew up in Irwin, graduate of Norwin High School, and a mem grew up in the church that I'm now serving as director of outreach. I had my first communion here, and I made my confirmation here, and was very had a family that was very active here. So that's our Irwin connection was through us living here and going to church here and doing all of our shopping. I went to Seton Hill and St. Vincent Colleges, where I was a music major. At Seton Hill, and I majored in voice, minored in tuba, and was very active on the college campus. Then I went to Lutheran Seminary in Gettysburg, and then when I was ordained in 1981, I'd served churches throughout Western Pennsylvania. One was in Maryland, just north of Baltimore, and then I spent almost 15 years roughly in Lancaster, PA. Thought it was time for us to come home. And so there was an opening at Harold Zion Lutheran Church on near Hanfield High School, and I was called to serve there. And from there, I retired. I lasted 2 weeks in retirement and didn't care for retirement. So my bishop had an opening in Blairsville part-time, which is exactly what I wanted. So I was there for quite a few years. And then I retired again. And I joined the church in which I was raised. So I came back to Holy Trinity, and after a month of being here, was invited to serve as the director of outreach, and I said yes. So when I'm finished here, that will be my third retirement.
Yeah, do you think it'll actually happen this time? I don't know.
You ask my wife, she'll say the same thing.
That's so funny. Now, you have family too. Why don't you talk a little bit about your family?
I have a family with three children and two grandchildren. My wife and I had met in high school, and then we were married during my last year of seminary. My children, I have one who's 42, and he is married, lives in Irwin. His kids go to Norwin, and I have a grandson and a granddaughter. And then I have two other children, my daughter Beth, who graduated from Overbrook School for the Blind in Philadelphia and then graduated from University of Pittsburgh here in Greensburg and also then got her master's in Gettysburg. My son in Irwin is an electrician. And then I have a son out in California who recently received his doctorate at UCLA and received a doctorate in organic chemistry and is doing research work out in California.
Amazing, isn't it? Amazing.
Oh, it is. It is. I can't believe that the two younger ones are in their high 30s, and my one here in Irwin's in his low 40s. I don't feel that old, so but it must be true if that's their age.
So, is it nice to be back in your hometown?
It's wonderful. I came back to be close to the family that I had remaining, that to be close to them. And just to go back to an area that I love. I loved growing up in this area. I have so many fond memories of downtown Irwin, coming out of confirmation on Saturday mornings and running down to Peterman's Pharmacy and the 5 and 10 cent store and the G.C. Murphy's and Charlie Brown store, and just the memories that I've had throughout the years. And those memories never left me. And when I came back, I was not disappointed. Irwin still is the vibrant place that I remembered it being, and my love is still in this town.
Isn't that wonderful? That's fantastic. It's so nice to hear all about that. And as we, celebrate the season of Lent, time for prayer, fasting, almsgiving, you're looking for new ways to draw people into the church. And this is a ministry that goes well beyond Lent. So start from the beginning. Tell us about sign language, where the idea came from.
One of the things that in this position that I have is how can we reach out to the community? And so we've been doing a few things. One of the things we do is we have a community meal once a month and an option for them to come to another one. So they have 2 times a month they can come for a community meal for people who are hungry, people who need companionship, people who are lonely. We have a meal for them, and we are currently getting almost 50 every time we have it, 50 people coming in. And we also deliver meals then down to Irwin Manor to about 15 residents who would like to be a part of that as well. So we have that. That was one of the outreach. The outreach, the tie-in with Lent is on Ash Wednesday. We provide ashes to go for people who are unable to attend a worship service, where I'll be out on the sidewalk from 7 to 11 in the morning and then 1 to 5 in the afternoon. And this is the second year we've done it. So we'll have people driving up. We had school bus pull up last year and that will come up to receive the ashes because that's very important to them. So they'll do that. But this latest one that we have is we noticed there. The need in the area, and I was motivated by a Lutheran church down in Oakland, First Trinity Lutheran Church, that has a deaf ministry. And so they have it online, but they also have Sunday school classes that are included in their worship and all, and look to see how we as a Lutheran church in Irwin can provide that opportunity. And so we made contact to various areas, and our goal for that is to not only have people who can worship with us and be included through the sign language for the whole service, so the whole service is done, but also what can we do for those who might be hearing impaired and could watch it online and feel included that way also. So we started that at the beginning of February. And we were just going to do it once a month, but the interest was enough that we're doing it twice a month, the first and third Sundays of the month. And that's so we'll have it this coming, well, we had it at the beginning of March, and then we'll have it again in the following Sunday here, beyond this broadcast. And we'll be doing that twice a month. And we're also going to be providing online Bible studies that are from two pastors that were re recorded, and they do sign language and also speak. So that will be available during the season of Lent and beyond. We also provide the signing for holy days as well. So all of those days will be an important part of that ministry. We've been putting, to get the word out, we've been putting it on the various community Facebook pages and some in Pittsburgh area and some in other areas of the county and even of the state. And people are coming on online to watch so that they can worship in their own way.
Isn't that wonderful? And how is it being received?
We had for the first time we did it, I had put it on North Irwin's site, for example, and I had three responses from people who were eager to have that come. Then on the day there was two people in the front pew who were there to because of the sign language, and then found out by when we looked at the tally on our Facebook page for people who watched it, because it's not just done live, but you can watch it live or any time and any day after that. And we had more views than I've seen for a while. So I'm sure part of that is attributed to that. And I had it again then on the Facebook pages of the Access Westmoreland and other area Facebook pages. And we got a lot of responses of people who were talking about the interpreter and that type of thing. So I think it's being very well received from what I can tell. Church itself is very eager to host this. They were wonderful to Daniels, the name of our the one who does the SNL sign language, and He is absolutely wonderful, and the people just embraced him and welcomed him. There were tears, there were smiles. It was just a wonderful way to begin. And one of the things we'll be doing, and he taught us how to do it the first time, is how to say "Welcome to Holy Trinity" in sign language. So we did that facing the camera, so that those who are hearing impaired would be able to see that indeed they are a part of this community, whether they're here or watching it, and that they are indeed welcome.
Isn't that great? That is wonderful. And do you think it'll continue to grow?
I think it will continue to grow. We're intent on the publicity to help it grow, but I think word of mouth is definitely going to be the thing that will bring people in. And so we're passing out schedules. We're working with the interpreter who comes from the School for the Deaf in Pittsburgh. He does some things for them there. And I think by virtue just of our congregation talking, seeing it on the Facebook pages, seeing the advertisements, hearing the people in other places talk, I think it will grow.
That's going to be great. And you know, hey, any draw to the church is wonderful, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And any draw to the community for the church is equally as wonderful. I think it reinforces the need for us to go beyond our four walls. It shows the need for us to dream of ways that we can continue to serve, and with Christ's commandment to go and serve to, for all people, it causes us to look and see where can we serve that is not necessarily being served in this area, but what can be beneficial to this community and to the world. And I think that is one of Christ's biggest challenges to us, is for us to go out into all places and all peoples. And so we are feeling very good about that.
Great. We're on Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB today, and I am with the Reverend John Smoligo, and he is the director of outreach for Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Irwin, and he's talking about a fantastic sign language ministry that's drawing new people to the church. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little more about Lent. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. My guest today is Reverend John Smoligo. He is the Director of Outreach for Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Irwin. We spent the first half of the show talking a lot about your sign language ministry and the outreach program that you have going on to try to include and serve people who may be underserved, especially religiously. Now, why don't you take people from the beginning? People who might not know about Lent, go ahead and tell us from the beginning.
Okay, I find Lent to be a very meaningful season of the church year, and to be able to follow the path of Christ, to be able to hear ways that we should turn and live. Starting with Ash Wednesday and the imposition of ashes, I think is a very powerful statement, and reminds us of things that maybe that we're dust and to dust we shall return, shows our humanity, but also is the opportunity to bring us the joy and hope of forgiveness and of the life to come. I appreciate the opportunity of Lent in that it brings about a time of introspect and makes us look within ourselves and see, number one, where Christ is in us and what we're doing to share Christ and bring Christ to the world. And beyond the doors and the walls of the church. And so this season has always been a wonderful season. Those 40 days, I think, can be powerful and insightful. This year, I have signed up. There's a program that I discovered, and it's called 40 Miles, 40 Days. And it's where you walk a mile a day, and while you walk, you do your devotions. They have specific devotions that you can do, or they partner you up with somebody that they could be in another state, but yet you can bring them with you via your phone or whatever way, and you encourage one another. So I'm looking forward to that as well. Another thing I find very meaningful during the season of Lent is the Stations of the Cross. Last year, for the first time, we did the Living Stations of the Cross and involved some of our children and youth and young adults who provided the they formed tableaus while the station was read and while the scripture for that station and the prayer for that station were read. So we'll be doing that again this year. In May, or I'm sorry, in March. And I look forward to that taking place as well. And so we have a lot of things happening that help reinforce that. Another part of the joy for me, to be honest, is Palm Sunday, of all things, is my favorite day of the year. Even though it has a passion reading and all, there's something about Palm Sunday that has brought that to be, for me, the most meaningful an impactful day, and that I find in the whole church year. And then going into the Triduum for Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday is also a great insightful time, meaningful time, leaving in silence from the worship. It just sets the tones for what those days are until they lead to the joys of Easter.
Let's talk about Easter. What special celebrations for Easter happen at Trinity?
At Trinity on Easter, we'll have our two morning services at 8 o'clock, or I'm sorry, 8:15, and at 10:45 will be our two morning services that day. And there'll be a lot of special music. The handbell choir plays. The choir will sing. It's just a very joyful, uplifting service with instruments and full churches. So it's a very happy, it's a very joyful, it's a very meaningful day of the year.
It's going to be wonderful. That's great. Well, if you're just joining us today, I'm talking to Reverend John Smoligo, and he's the director of outreach at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Irwin. And at the beginning of the show, he was telling us a little bit about the sign language ministry, American Sign Language, ASL, that is serving new faithful and some of the current faithful of the area. So let's recap that for people who haven't tuned in to the beginning of the show. How did that ministry start?
That ministry started as we were looking for ways to serve this community, and maybe in ways that it wasn't being served, but felt the need to look out and find a community that could that we could help in whatever way would be needed. But one of the things was for the deaf ministry, and it was for me, it was seeing a Lutheran church in Pittsburgh, First Trinity Lutheran, and what they do in regards to the deaf community. And so we investigated how that could take place here, providing a traditional worship opportunity that could bring them in via the computer through Facebook, and they can watch our service either live or the any time and day afterwards to welcome them our doors if they're are able to come. But in any way, to reach out to a community that we felt could receive the opportunity to worship maybe in ways that they were not. And so we were very fortunate to come across an ASL interpreter. And we were very thankful and very blessed that Dan is with us and that he has his skills amaze me. He is just very, very fluid and very joyful, and but yet very drawing to his face and to his ability to sign, do the sign language. It's just, he has been a blessing here. And as a result, from what we can tell so far, it has been received, and it is, the word is spreading, and that people are coming in regards to, we had a couple in worship the first time, and then also people who are responding from the communities and those who have watched it online.
And it just keeps getting a positive response more and more.
It gets a positive response more and more, to the point that our initial goal was to have it the first Sunday of every month, and now we've gone to the first and third Sunday of every month plus holy days. So to make those holy days, I think, available is very critical.
Why don't you tell people exactly where they can find that if they're coming to downtown Irwin, describe it.
Okay, the Holy Trinity Lutheran Church is on Main Street in Irwin, and it's right on the corner of Main Street and Fifth Street. And it's across the street from those who might know where it is. The Snyder Funeral Home on Main Street in Irwin is directly catty corner from there. And White Tree Coffee Shop is right next door to us. So we're there on Main Street. And if you're unable to come in person, just go on Holy Trinity Lutheran Church Irwin's Facebook page, and there you will see it live. It's our 10:45 service, so you could see it live on the first and third Sundays of the month, or as I said, you could watch it afterwards too, because it's left on. So you'll be able to do it in the hours and weeks that follow the service.
Yes, I'm looking at the Facebook page, and I can see that it's available there as well. So you want people to feel free to log on.
Log on, and if you want to see what it's like, our February 2nd, which was the presentation of our Lord, was Dan's first time with us. And if you look at February 2nd, you will see him in action, and it gives you the opportunity to see what to expect. And I think everyone who is here, those who have listened, have found it very beneficial, helpful, and spiritual.
Now, I also see coming up on Facebook that the Norwin Ministerium has its annual Good Friday Walk of the Cross, right? And that goes through Holy Trinity.
Yes, we've been a part of that walk. It starts at First Presbyterian Church down the street in Irwin on the corner of Pennsylvania Avenue and Main. And then it goes down the street to Holy Trinity, then up to Assembly of God Church, and then has been ending at First Methodist Church. So we actually walk through the streets from one church to another. So it's a procession through the streets with the cross being carried at the beginning. And that's sponsored by the Norwin Ministerium.
Oh wow. And that probably draws a lot of people.
It draws a lot of people. Last year was my first time to participate, so I wasn't sure what to expect. And when I went in, the preacher was at that point was from First Methodist who preached here at Holy Trinity, but I led the worship. I was the presider for the worship. And when I went in, I was surprised, but the church was completely full.
That's amazing. Hey, why don't you tell us a little bit more about those community meals that you have?
The community meals are something that have won my heart. And I started them actually when I was serving in Lancaster. We did it every night of the week. And we went, they had a schedule of different churches, and they would go to the different churches each night. And then members of the community would come in and take their turns in the various churches to help. So it drew in the whole county, actually, of Lancaster. And when we started our very first time, we had over 40 people. By the time I left Lancaster, we were well over 100 each night, sometimes up to 150 at one of the meals. And so that program is something that was dear to me when I went back to a parish in Lancaster. We started there on Mondays. And then in coming here, brought that idea with me because it was a good outreach to the community. There are many people from the community who need the companionship, who find it necessary to find a good meal and to experience a sense of welcome and to feel a sense of value. It also is something that we've done. We've started providing, putting out some a little bit of clothing each time, and we put out a little bit of food each time. We also distribute food or take a meal. I'm sorry, take a meal down to Irwin Manor to 15 residents down there who have felt the need to take a part in this as well. So we deliver the meals to them. So the unless the day's cold or snowy, we've been averaging between Irwin Manor and the church between 65 and 70 people. And
Wow.
we're happy with that. It's also been a wonderful way of finding people in the church who are eager to serve because this meal has brought a lot of people and children, adults who will come and serve. We as the people come in, We actually serve them at the table and feel that's necessary to be servants to them. And we bring the meal to them at the table. And we eat meals at 6, and people start coming at 5, and they come and they become friends. So they talk and they visit with one another.
It is. It's just, it's a community builder. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's what it is.
It's a community builder. And I think it also makes us aware of the needs within our community and to realize that there is a population that would benefit from something like this.
And I love that you say there's so many people who want to serve, and that brings it out in them very much. And I'm sure you want to say a big thank you to all those volunteers.
Oh, to all the volunteers from the church, it's amazing the work they do and the meals they provide. Our youth group provided for the last one, and a couple of them also served with their families. And it's just good. What excites me even more is that it's reaching out to the community. And for example, the lunch lady in town, that's the name of her business. So she does catering and she does a food truck and all. She has stepped up and said she would like to provide the meal. One time here for our community meal. So it's starting to draw in the community willing to serve. And I find that just as exciting as well.
It really is. So once again, tell people how they could access the interpreter for services.
To reach the ASL interpreter, please go to our Facebook is the easiest one, Holy Trinity Lutheran Church Facebook, and you will see if it's a Sunday morning and you go on at 10:45, you will see him signing live as our worship service is broadcast live. But again, anytime after that, you're welcome to go to the Facebook page for Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Irwin and just look for the Sunday service and you will see the service. And I think that's one of the wonderful things about online services that if unavailable for that Sunday, people find the opportunity to go at whatever time to worship they find that meaningful.
Wonderful. I really appreciate your time on Westmoreland Community Connections. Reverend John Smoligo told us a wonderful story about Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Irwin. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to hear from you. This show airs every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. on WHJB. Thanks for listening.